Now to that endurance cyclist who's just smashed the record for the fastest circumnavigation of the planet. British cyclist Mark Beaumont has pedalled around the world in under 80 days. That's 45 days faster than the previous record holder. As Eleni Soltis reports, the exhausted 34-year-old cycled the last leg of his trip overnight.
After cycling 29,000 kilometres around the world, Mark Beaumont finally heard the words he was waiting for.
Not only has he achieved the world record for the fastest circumnavigation by man in 78 days, 14 hours and 40 minutes, totally annihilating the previous record. Sir, you are officially amazing. Congratulations.
That's Guinness World Record official Anna Orford. She was among the dozens of fans waiting for Mark Beaumont's arrival at the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. Cycling 18 hours a day through Poland, Russia, Mongolia, China, Australia and the United States, he barely walked for 2.5 months. And there were times he did not think he would make it. In the first leg of the trip, he had a serious crash in Russia.
Nearly ended the whole trip. I broke a tooth and badly damaged my elbow. I've had two more crashes on the way around. I think the thing which is probably hardest is not moments in time where you have crashes or incidents like that. It's just the sleep deprivation. You know, it's the after weeks and weeks and weeks, it's just the long, long hours you spend in your head, you know, really battling.
And within hours of arriving, he was already on the phone sharing his story.
If you imagine everything you've done since July the 2nd, I've ridden a bike and I've got my alarm's gone off at 3:30 every morning and I've been on the bike at 4:00 every morning. So to break that routine and to sleep for more than 5 hours and to not ride my bike, I mean, there's actually a huge amount to be done now because I can't just stop. I've not walked for 2.5 months. I walked up a flight of steps when I was at the airport flying back to Europe a few days ago. It was incredibly painful just walking up and down steps. So it's going to take a couple of months to come down from this one.
The record was previously held by New Zealander Andrew Nicholson, who managed the feat in 123 days 2 years ago. He says good preparation and a strong budget and support team make all the difference.
It's a phenomenal record and wow, what a distance and what an enormous chunk he's taken off the record for sure. It would have been a complete challenge to try and do that unsupported. Most of Mark's first trip, I believe, he spent a large chunk of it camping. And of course, you know, the time to set up a tent and cook your own food in the middle of nowhere, you know, I had a few days like that too. And that's obviously hugely time consuming.
As a part-time gym instructor and primary school teacher, Andrew Nicholson only had a small budget for his trip, but he says endurance cycling has changed with more full-time athletes now in the sport.
I was kind of out of work and grabbed my bike and got a cheap ticket to Vancouver and off I went. But there are people out there that are obviously doing well and getting paid for some of the bigger races.
How do you feel about that? This sport is moving away from being an amateur sport and potentially one where you only succeed if you have money behind it.
Yes. It is sad that the Guinness rules don't define whether it's supported and unsupported. And Mark would be, and I believe I read, he'd be the first to agree that, you know, this one, it's made easy. He couldn't compare it to his first one. And I'm quite pleased because I could see it was going that way. I could see that, look, there's plenty of riders in the world that could average, in my case, it was 240 kilometres a day, especially if given the support. And I sort of knew it was just a matter of time before a Richard Branson-style budget enables a good cyclist to really scream around the planet fast.
For Mark Beaumont, his preparation truly paid off. He received 2 world record certificates, one for the round-the-world record, the other for the furthest distance cycled in a single month.
Eleni Soltis there.